it's Wednesday. You know what that means? Fyter Fest Night 1. Ruby Soho wants a shot at the TBS Championship. Let's get into it right here on Women's Wrestling Talk.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.
What's up? It's Wednesday. You know what that means. You know where you are. You are at Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. It's me, your girl, Elle, one half of your Dynamite Dolls, one third of your Collision Crew, rolling solo for the night. So come hang out with me. Let's talk about Fyter Fest. It was a night. We are on our way to All In this Sunday. Let's get into it. But you know, actually, you know what we got to do here. So, see how spicy it was. I was, it was mild. It was all right. It was flavorful. Didn't hate it, but it was all right. Let's see what we got. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty. That's good. I didn't hate it. Also, hey, Joseph. Hey, JD. Thanks for hanging out. My girls are not here. Mika is touching grass. She will be back this Friday for Ring of Honor, guys. So let's get right into it. And before we start, we just want to be, you know, say our thoughts and prayers to Terry Funk's family. Lost a legend tonight. So thank you, Terry. An icon. And Fyter Fest, like I said, night one. A lot of show. A lot of things happening tonight, okay? We were going to hear from FTR and the Bucks. They were going to go face-to-face. A contract signing. Ospreay, Jericho. Swerve, AR Fox, Darby Allin versus Nick Wayne. John Moxley, Rey Fenix. Jack Perry was supposed to retire that FTR championship. We'll get into that one. We were going to hear from both Adam Cole and MJF. We're going to talk to Renee. All over the place tonight. Sky Blue, Ruby Soho, and the Elite versus Juice and the Guns. Aussie Open versus the Hardys for those Ring of Honor championships. So much. So much packed into this 2 hours. And we just went right into it, okay? Trios match, the Elite, Juice, and the Guns. This match never even got started. We get intros. Bang Bang Club looking as gross and greasy as ever. Elite being the Elite. This is how you properly do it, boys, unlike whatever you were doing last week. Disgusting. But like I said, we didn't even get to ring the bell. We didn't get to do it. Everyone's fighting on the outside. We get the refs knocked out, okay? Left-handed guy from Juice. Like, Juice, you're gonna owe some money, okay, guys? Let me know in the comments. What were you guys thinking? Because this got out of hand quick. Jay White gets involved, and of course Takeshita comes. Takeshita thinking he's big and bad. Insane. Sorry, get ahead of myself. This was a wild way to start. I guess. Yes. Yeah, we're not, that's not his nickname. That's not, we're not calling him that. We're not, that's not that man's name. Probably, also like, the match probably got cut, and it's probably also safety, because you don't want to, they're in a high-profile match. You're going to London. You don't want to mess that up. We don't want anybody injured a few days before. So that was wild. But FTR comes out. Don't have that here. But FTR comes out and saves Bucks again. Quite interesting after this. We see them. Great reaction. A whole lot was happening here. And then, right into it with MJF and Renee, good guy MJF, wanting to be vulnerable, wanted to talk about how this is the biggest match of his career in wrestling. You know, we are over 80,000 tickets sold for All In, which is huge and amazing. But yeah, he says he wants to get real. He would say he would try to pretend he's not nervous when Renee asks, you know, how he's feeling about it, but he's very nervous, but he's excited. He deserves this. But we get a little, you know, footage, little rehash of Better Than You Bebe's history from Renee. Let's see. Probably about 90K. They're going to make history, and we love that. And it doesn't matter what the card is, they are making history. Wrestling's in a good spot, so I'm excited. We should all be excited about this. But yeah, MJF says, I've never had a friend. I don't know what I'm doing. Like, we're brothers. Like, it's all good, Renee. It's good. We'll see. This is some Ring of Honor Tony booking, because this is just like nonstop. We are just going and going and going. Okay, because this is some meaty. This is the meat of the show. This is a lot. A great match. Mox, Rey Fénix. Everyone who is in the Stadium Stampede is banned from ringside. Alex is cool because he's the manager. These two just be fighting. You know, I mean, I'm sure Mox had a little edge, you know, probably for Terry Funk. But great match between the two of them. And then this happened. Mox gets the win against Rey. But this is not the whole story. We get Ortiz out and Santana. Proud and Powerful are back. Who said this? I know one of y'all said you wanted Santana and Ortiz back. And you're psychic. I want your like lotto numbers because you've been pushing for this. But they beat down poor Rey Fénix, which we all know had some visa issues. That's fine. It's gonna figure it out. Yeah, but and then Eddie distraught because he's like, my old friends are beating my friends. Like, oh my god, what have I done to Rey? The drama. Always with these boys is the drama. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah, this was a nice, if you're gonna have to do this, this was a good way to do it. No, they definitely were gonna do it in London because they want to give them something special, you know? They want it to be Stadium Stampede is a signature match for AEW, so they're like, why not bring it over across the pond? So I'm not super surprised that they're doing it. But yeah, it was an aside. Not quite sure about Ortiz's outfit. I don't know what the hat is. This is a turnbuckle glam moment because I'm not sure if I love it or hate it yet. I'm going to have to see a full thing. But this was rough. We come back from commercial. Ray's getting loaded into that ambulance. Penta, of course, his little brother, his big brother, is distraught, goes with him in the ambulance. Renee tries to get a word with Eddie, and he's like, nah, this is not, what is going on? Like, you want me to fix this? I'm going to fix it on Sunday. And Renee's just trying to do her job. Renee is having a rough night. This is the start of her rough night. But yeah, she doesn't want, she wants this all to be clear. We've been seeing this for months. This is the real feud, these two. She's sick of this. She's sick of her boys fighting, her family fighting. Ugh, the drama. More Renee all over this show. We get a backstage. Sammy, you know, talking about how he's still friends. How he, you know, he understands Jericho more than other people. And, you know, he's going to stick by him. But the rest of JAS says, hey, we're out of here. You know, like, what are you doing? Don't trust him. Sammy's like, no, I know him better than you. I've been day one. So, you know, then we get a little tension. We see Daniel Garcia. Sad, sad puppy doll. Dog faces. Dramatic. I don't know. I don't know what's happening here. Everyone's upset in their feels. Yes, Renee is earning this paycheck, Joseph. She is all over. I hope she's wearing comfortable shoes. But she is in the middle of this. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Speaking of Sammy and Jericho, we have the contract signing. A lot was said. You know how I feel about Will Ospreay, guys. Not a fan. But he talks about, well, Don Callis said some words, but like, we don't really care about that, right? But Will Ospreay says he's doing this for his family, going to put his stepson through school. This is the biggest moment of his career. And because he loves this, he's going to do an indie the night before. He's trying to make all the money he can. This is like, this is it. And Jericho's like, you would be nothing without me. I called you up 5 years ago and said, stop being an idiot. Like, you were going to end up like Dynamite Kid, your hero in a wheelchair. Chaos ensues, and of course, we get a fight. So, these are not my favorite people. Like, is it going to be a good match? Probably, but it's not. I'm not invested. But if y'all are invested, I'm happy for you because it's fine. Adam Cole and Renee. Things get a little spicy over here. Renee, again, she's just having a night, okay? She talks to Adam. He's excited. He's like, we're cool, me and Max. Like, it's great. And she's like, yeah, but like, what's up with Roddy? Like, he's had some thoughts and feelings about your friendship, and shows their history, him questioning Adam. Adam saying, nah, MJF is just fake in the beginning. And he's like, why are you doing this? Like, why are you trying to stir things up? She's just asking questions, Adam, okay? She's just asking what the people need to know, okay? And he's like, there's nothing wrong with this. I'm sick of this. And he leaves. Again, she didn't do anything. These are actual valid questions, Adam. But he says, we're going to see. We'll see. They are friends. Everything's cool. You guys, this is like the first hour, okay? This is like barely, things are getting crazy over here. Swerve, AR Fox, Darby Allin, and Nick Wayne. Poor little Nick Wayne was just getting beat around in front of his mom. Like, what? I know Swerve's a menace, but geez, in front of his poor boy's mom. But they were killing each other. What are we, 4 days before a coffin match? Why are we going this hard for it before? Like, I'm not mad at it. It was very entertaining. But, like, slow down. Like, Darby hitting this on Swerve over here. Like, insane. Okay? But Nick picks up the win valiantly. After the match, Swerve has some words. He's like, this is so embarrassing for you, AR. You were on a trial basis and you failed. He says, you can't even beat an 18-year-old child. So, like, what are you doing? Do you expect to fight in Wembley? Like, that's not what we're doing. And he gets fired from the Mogul Embassy. Out comes Brian Cage, beat down and all. I don't understand why we're doing this. I thought AR Fox was doing great in the Mogul Embassy. I was excited to see him at Wembley in a big match. I don't know what's happening with this. Kind of disappointed because this just got weirder. Christian Jenner comes out because he heard somebody doesn't have a father, so it's like a bat signal for him. And he's like, hey, Nick, I heard you have a dad, or you don't have a dad. I never heard of him, so he must have sucked. So Luchasaurus is in a coffin match now? And he's like, you better watch out before you see the coffin. Like, Christian, please. I'm assuming this is just a way to get all of Darby's stories involved. But I don't like this. I don't need this. And neither does she back there. I don't know. FTR and the Bucks were face to face. Got little tensions were high. Jail was not spoke about. Okay, that was, I'm sure, the one thing we couldn't talk about. But these guys have words. This is their third match, you know. The Bucks are a little spicy. Bucks were real spicy about this. They say, you know, we brought you here. We're sick of you talking about your kid. Like, we get it. You wanted to come here because we're the best. Everyone's going to talk about us and remember us, and everyone's going to remember you because we named you on our YouTube show. Damn, some fighting words. Like this? I don't know, man. Spicy bucks for spicy tonight. I don't know. We'll see. Again, this is not predictions. We'll probably do predictions Saturday, guys, because we're probably going to do collision on Saturday because we're not doing it Sunday during the pay-per-view. Oh, we got run in. Hey.
I'm always afraid you can't hear me.
Yeah, you're good. You're good. Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Good. Welcome, Aisha, to the show, everybody. Yay. Did you get to see this Bucks FTR promo?
I did.
How you feel about this, friend?
I mean, first of all, way to avoid the elephant in the room because, sir,
you know,
do what you got to do. But wow. Young Bucks. I mean, listen, I'm glad people are excited about it. I'm still very much like, okay, I just have not got on board 100%. But listen, you know, they were talking their shit and, well, there you go. I don't know.
This was spicy. I mean, it was kind of a spicy night, you know. You just missed talking about A.R. Fox getting kicked out of the Mogul Embassy. Got any thoughts and feelings on that one?
Quickly.
I'm sure you do, please. Go ahead.
What was that? What was that? Absolutely not. Like, he was in the Mogul Embassy for all of 2 seconds. And see, this is why this made me mad. See, don't make me go on a rant because I was already...
Please do. Go ahead.
You guys already knew I was not on board with it because I love A.R. Fox. I was not on board with this. And then you just kick him out 2 weeks later. I can't. And then you get Christian Cage. Yo, Christian Cage. Wow. Sir. Wow.
The coffin?
I was like, don't make this little 19-year-old boy cry. Like, I can't. Christian Cage, I'm so sorry we're backtracking, but I had to get out because I was upset. I'm mad that A.R. Fox, I'm glad Darby and A.R. Fox are like, you know, whatever.
Yeah, oh yeah, they reunited. I forgot to mention that, guys. They reunited.
But in my opinion, like, if y'all were going to end this that quickly, like, why even do it at all? That's it. That's all I got.
I mean, I guess it built up A.R., but also, like, okay. But yeah, this was spicy. I mean, I'm still into it. I love both of them, but Renee was making that money we were talking about earlier. She was all over the show.
Yo, Renee was just, she was getting from everybody. She was like, please. She was Tony Schiavone tonight. Like,
I mean, nobody threw a shoe at her. So at least there's that.
Very true.
Roddy. Also, like, there's just so much going on in this photo. Like, Taven's bit will be on Turnbuckle Glam.
So, you know, Renee, she wanted to know what Matt and Mike, well, specifically what Broderick thought of, you know, what he's feeling about this whole entire thing, right? And I honestly, this is, it's fine. I just feel like it's a repeated beat, right? We know he's upset. We know he's mad. We know that they're talking about their real friends and X, Y, and Z. I don't know.
So dramatic. But yeah, he says we're going to find out who the real MJF and who the real Adam Cole is. So we'll see whatever that means on Sunday. This, though. Oh.
I can see Roderick being the mouthpiece for the kingdom of what I think happens Sunday happens.
Interesting. I don't know if you want Roddy as your mouthpiece.
Why?
I don't think, because they don't need it. Also, Roddy's not that great on the mic.
Yeah. I feel like Matt and Mike, they do.
They're great.
Fine on their own.
Yeah. They can talk. Mm-hmm. They don't need it. They might join forces. But like I said, we'll wait for Saturday for predictions. So
For sure.
Sky Blue versus Ruby Soho. You got some nice promos during the entrance that were cut off.
I love that, actually. I honestly, like, give us more of that, to be completely honest. I loved it. What'd you think?
No, that, yeah, because at first I was annoyed, but now then when you say it, because I know how your brain works, I'm like, you're right, that makes sense. Because then it feels, like, real. Like, oh, this is, they're not going to pause. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I feel like, yeah. It does. For me, I felt like it just brought me in. I was like, okay, come on, Ruby, like, let's go.
Yeah. Ruby called out Chris Statlander. Crystal's got to turn around. There's a lot of people gunning for her right now.
I mean, it's true. You know, listen, everybody wants that belt. Jade held on to it for so long. But yeah, like, I love how we got that piece of information quickly. I think that's like a good way to continue to tell the story, you know, with literally within that however many seconds that she's come into the ring or that any of the wrestlers come into the ring. I hope they keep that around.
Mm-hmm. This match was great. Like, Sky Blue, Ruby work so well together. Sky is just improving. They're giving her the time to grow. Ruby killing it. I felt like this was kind of like them being like, we should have been on, one of them should have been on the card, you know, in that four way than somebody.
I'm with you. I also, listen.
I get it.
But... I'm a fan of Ruby Soho. Like, I have from the moment I first saw her, when she came back, I was like, yes, I am a fan. There's no convincing me as great as like Sky Blue has like grown as much as she's grown. There's no convincing me that she would truly be close to beating Ruby Soho. I just don't, I don't, I for some reason, it's just not connecting with me. And I don't know. I think Ruby deserves a more formidable opponent. And Sky Blue. Not to say that Sky Blue's not going to get there. It's just right now, it's still not believable because Ruby is just so good and she's so hard hitting and she's such a badass that I don't always believe it. Though the match was good.
Yeah, I get it. So if she's going for the TBS championship, we want her to maybe she could have fought Willow because Willow is Chris's friend.
Something like but
that would have made some sense.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hello.
But I saw, yeah. I was thinking, put this at Wembley because I wanted Mercedes and Chris at Chicago because that's what we've been building to, right?
I think so.
One of those.
Bose also says, I think Chris should have defended her title in London, but they will likely save it for Chicago. Yeah. Yep. Like, yep.
You get it.
Yeah.
But yeah, and even after the match, after she wins, she has her eyes on it. You know, she wants it. Mm-hmm. I think it's kind of random, but I get it because she's like, well, they're going for a title. I should get a title.
Absolutely makes sense.
It makes sense. She said her best friend will win the title on Sunday.
Yeah.
She didn't say who.
Yep. She said one of them.
I don't know. We did also, I don't have it here, but we also got a nice promo for the tag match that's happening this Friday. Sheeta and Britt, Tony and Soraya. Somewhere my mind went blank. But we got a nice preview for that. So that's so far the only match we know of Rampage, right? Because we're doing Collision and all the tapings are screwy right now. So
because they're taping everything tonight.
Yeah. So we'll know. Oh boy. If you're at that show, you're a trooper.
Yeah. Cooper, shout out to Atlanta, y'all.
Yes. an unexpected appearance from the Acclaimed. They come out and call it House of Black.
Mm-hmm.
We get a little beat down. Daddy Ass is back, y'all. Let's go. I've never been so happy to see Daddy Ass in my life.
Same. Honestly, was spoiled for me because, of course, I got on Instagram before I like started watching, and I was like, because I started watching it late, and I was like, and then I had to like click off Instagram.
Throw your phone. But Yeah, Daddy S comes out looking great, and he said, you know what, you did get to me, but then I saw what you did to my boys, his beautiful boys, and he said, all in, trios match.
Let's.
And you're not getting Daddy S. You're not.
You're getting a
badass Billy Gunn.
Didn't we not call it? What did we say a few weeks ago that, like, maybe not with House of Black, but there was going to be some transformation. No more white boots coming in the, I still call it the black fur with the pink polka dots or something.
Something. Yeah. He's going to wear pants. Something's going to be changed.
Boza says Rampage was taped last Saturday, but they held off on Rampage as long as they could because Adam and Britt, yeah, were in Birmingham for that whole thing. Yeah, they like flew in last minute.
That's really good. That's gonna be good. I'm excited for this. It's a whole new Billy.
Okay, so there was this. I had a feeling Billy would bring his WWE side to AEW. Badass didn't like shit like this. I don't think Julia Hart can counter Badass. Now, I have a question about that because do they own that name or is...
No, I don't think that's a trademark.
Okay.
I don't believe it is. Okay. Or if it was, I think it expired.
For sure. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm assuming because see, in a DX situation, it would be the badass Billy Gunn that Road Dogg would refer to him as. So I think we're good.
I mean, I'm sure they would not announce that.
Like, yeah, we're fine. Main event. Aussie Open, the Hardys. Quick match. But fun. It was good. It was fine. This is how we like our Jeff Hardy and our Hardy Boy matches. Okay. We just want them quick. We want to hit a couple moves in and out. Everyone's safe.
It was good. It was good. Mm-hmm. But we kind of already knew how this one was going to end, unfortunately.
Yeah. And that's not shade.
Yeah.
Like, it is what it is. It was a great match. Great main event. Aussie Open. Of course, wins, retains. Mm-hmm. Afterwards, they have some words. They say there will be no kangaroo kicks. There will be no double clotheslines. Better than you, Bebe, comes out. This is where things get a little.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Get a little fighting. We get a little brawl action. We get some inadvertent shenanigans.
Mm-hmm.
The Stinky Boys are going to Wembley. He's not here. I got to do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll get a little tension. Little kick, look a little distracted, but.
It looks like, you know, MJF was thinking about, you know, bringing out the ring and. Yeah. Decided against it. I think this is, I mean, obviously, is it obvious that like we're gonna get, you know, MJF doing the right thing, right? Even at Wembley, I believe he will. I think he'll stick with that. And then Adam Cole's gonna be the one to turn and like do the MJF thing. I think that's what we're leading to, right?
Yeah, it feels a little like the kingdom's gonna come back in full power, right? I feel like. Again, not to get ahead of ourselves, but that was my thought, is that like we're all gonna be together, reunited. That's what it feels like. I mean, I could be totally wrong. We could get a super ginormous swerve and like what if MJF takes the kingdom? Like
or something. I don't know about all of that. And I'm of course
who knows
more on Saturday. This particular storyline. But I hope that, honestly, the fact that they're just, like, so over, like, I cannot see them really breaking them apart at Wembley. I cannot see that. If they do, I don't know, man.
I don't know if the people could take it.
Also,
like, what I found was interesting is MJF is in white pants and Adam was in black. That could mean nothing, but also, like, AEW, like, means something with their fashion.
I think it definitely means something. Like, MJF is kind of doing his best to fight his dark side, right? And Adam is, it's like they're going opposites. And so that's why I really think that that's what's going to, but we'll discuss more.
Yeah, we'll get into it. This was a quick wrap up, guys. I know, but I mean, we're going in to All In, so it was like we got a lot of promos and things. But hang on, check out our RTK. Tell you where you can watch all the shows, and we'll go over the few matches that are happening Saturday on Collision before All In. So hang on tight.
Hey peeps, TK Trinidad here, boss lady of Women's Wrestling Talk. And I want to say thank you so much for watching, because you've got millions of options. Plus, you don't have to worry about sharing your password to check us out. But while you're here, hopefully you know we have so many more shows to watch, like Turnbuckle Glam, Raw Post Show, WOW Post Show, AEW Dynamite Post Show, Women's Wrestling Army Post Show, NXT Post Show, Impact Wrestling Post Show, AEW Rampage and SmackDown Live Post Show, On the Scroll, ROH Post Show, WWT Live, plus all of our interviews with the hottest women's wrestlers in the game. Make sure that you like, comment, and subscribe. Check out our website at www.talkpod.com and follow us on all social media platforms at www.talkpod, and make sure to spread the word. That means send this to the group chat. Yes, even the person with the green bubble. Thanks again so much for watching Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. Ciao for now.
Yes, thank you, TK. That's where you can find all of our shows. Aisha, tell us where we can find you tomorrow, because we do not have Women's Wrestling Army anymore.
You can actually find Shay, Lyric, and I actually pre-recorded our episode that's going to be showing tomorrow, because, you know, lots happening this weekend, so weren't available tomorrow for a Rising Sun rundown. Check it out. We discuss Multiverse United 2. We discuss more of the five-star Grand Prix for Stardom. It's a good time. So check us out tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Same time. It's just not going to be live, so you all can be there. You can comment, but we're just not going to be responding. Though, if you do watch, we do give a shout out to some of our regular watchers and commenters. So, and then of course we'll be back on Saturday to discuss all things Collision, Rampage, and then All In on Sunday. Al,
yes, and we do have a All In post show that is happening. Time is TBD. Either right after or sometime after. Mm-hmm. TBD. Yeah. Just keep an eye out. But it's happening. We will be here. So. Collision. Saturday. This was bumped from Dynamite.
I was confused. I was like, wait a minute. Wasn't he supposed to do that tonight?
Yeah. I literally looked at the clock and was like, and I had to look back. I was like, did this get taken off? But no, it was not. We just pretended it was never on the card. And it's Saturday. He's retiring it.
I would love, this is honestly, I don't think that this is what they're going for, but we know AEW watches. I would love for them to keep pushing this back every week. Like the whole, yes. whole gimmick of Matt Damon. Like we didn't have enough time for Matt Damon, has been doing this for years. Yes. I would keep pushing this back every single week. Oh my God.
I love it. He could be like, somebody took the title, the champagne wasn't ready, like something.
Yeah.
I don't even
think they have to do all that. I think they could just keep putting the card up every week. We just never see
it. Till one day he finds out it was Taz. Taz and Hook have been, they've been like bribing people. Yes.
Hilarious. I can see Jack and Hook at All Out. We need matches for 0 Hour for London. We have 0 Hour matches for London, don't we?
We have one. We just have the ring. Yeah, better than you, baby. That's it.
Okay. Well,
maybe. Maybe we'll learn tonight. Maybe.
I mean, there needs to be at least one women's match there. So anyway.
Please. Trios match. Orange Cassidy. Penta, Eddie Kingston versus The Butcher, The Blade, The Candlestick Maker, Kip Sabian. Mika's not here. I'm going to say it for her. I just hope everyone has fun in this match.
This seems very, I mean, the butcher and the Blade and Kip Sabian, like, I can never understand this pairing. Like, I don't, but you, I hope.
I love it.
I hope they all just enjoy themselves.
I mean, on paper, Orange Cassidy, Penta, and Eddie Kingston look like a weird tag team too, you know?
Yeah, but they somehow work. I'm just happy for it.
Yes. We're all happy for Eddie Kingston. Mm-hmm. And of course, Jay White, Swerve, Luchasaurus, Brian Cage versus Punk, Darby, Sting, and a mystery partner with Samoa Joe on commentary.
Who could it be? Who could that mystery fourth person be? Is it AR Fox?
You know what? Probably. Nick Wayne? Is it Nick? Is it little baby Nick Wayne?
Yeah.
And it's one of those two.
Yeah.
Who else could it be?
Which I wouldn't be mad about. I just.
But the way they're. Ooh.
So hopefully it's not them just for the surprise factor. But if it's them, it's one of them, then, you know.
I think Twitter said like Hangman just because somebody chose violence.
Okay. Well.
Yes. But that's Collision. And then they said they'll be popping in promos from everybody in London as well on Saturday. So that's it. And again, on Rampage, all we have for sure is the tag team, the women's tag team, Sheeta, Britt, Tony, and Saraya. So, and don't worry, we will tell you all about it on Saturday, a little after Collision, Saturday night.
Yep. So,
we're going to work Saturday nights for you. We're going to work Sunday for you. It's a big weekend. And Lyric will be there.
Yes, Lyric will be there, that's exciting, and hopefully we hear from her in the media scrum.
Yeah. That was it. Thanks for hanging out, guys. Thank you, Aisha, for popping in. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
So, everybody who hung out with me and was stuck with me for 15, 20 minutes, whatever it was, thanks for hanging out. I appreciate y'all. Where can we find you online?
On Twitter, because I will never call it the other name. It is Twitter, at Aisha Watches. It's been slow on there. I don't know. But you can find me there. And I don't know. Thursdays, Sundays. Well, this Saturday and Sunday.
Whole weekend. We'll be here all weekend.
Yeah. I may pop up on your feeds. But yeah, Alex. I'm you.
Y'all know where to find me. Al, yeah, 2 underscores. Al, yeah, pod for my podcast upcoming. Hit me up. Let me know what you want. It's on all the things. But yeah, thanks for hanging out. We'll be back Saturday. Ring of Honor will be Friday morning, afternoon, depending on where you live. Time, again, TBD. But yes, Mika and I will be back to tell you everything about Ring of Honor because matches have been announced for that. And Ring of Honor Tony is also getting crazy over there before All In. So, it's going to be a whole weekend. Spend their whole weekend with your Dynamite Dolls and your Collision crew. Mm-hmm. We'll be here. Yeah. And we'll be ready for next week for Chicago. So
yes.
It's a big month. Thanks for hanging out, guys. We'll see ya. Bye. Bye.
Women's Wrestling Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet.